So our top risk survey results for materials and chemicals really were interesting in that the top 10 risks for 2022, as well as the top 10 risks for 2031, show five new risks emerging each time. Let's start with the 2022 risks. The five new risks this year that weren't on last year's risk list. Number one, supply chain. And again, only drops to number two when we look out 10 years. But supply chain, not surprising, the industry has really felt the impact of the global pandemic with the supply chain disruptions, and that is expected to continue, frankly, for many years. A long tail on that one. Manufacturers have had to modify their operations due to raw material shortages, increased costs, demand changes, et cetera. And all of these challenges have called for building a strong, resilient supply chain. Next up are two risks that are new on the list that are really people-related. Number three has to deal with what does the hybrid work environment look like and what are employees' expectations as we emerge from the pandemic around coming into work or not. And then number seven relates to culture. So that's another people-related risk on do we have the culture in place that will identify and escalate risks as they emerge. Also new on the risk list for 2022 is ESG. This isn't surprising around all the discussion on climate change. Chemical manufacturers produce a wide range of chemical products which can impact the environment, including greenhouse gas emissions. Materials manufacturers have to consider product sustainability, production waste, and wastewater as well. So the industry has been dealing with pressures to decarbonize and manage global climate change impacts, and we see that with the emerging focus by the SEC on ESG concerns. And finally, the last new risk to pop on the 2022 list is around third-party risks. And I see a linkage there even to number five on this year's risk, which is being unprepared to manage an unexpected significant disruption or an unexpected significant crisis. And so because of the supply chain being integrated globally and the reliance on third parties, companies really need to focus on how they manage those third-party risks. Now, interestingly, when we turn to 2031, we have five of those risks repeat from 2022, but we have five new risks emerge. Number one this time is around substitute products and services. And number three is around the adoption of digital technologies. So we see the impact of digital and the emerging focus on how do we better leverage data? Do we have advanced tools that we can use really emerging 10 years out? We still have the focus on number four of the challenges of the hybrid work environment. But number five on the list, I think they had a crystal ball on this one because they are thinking about the impact of economic conditions and in particular inflation, which is front and center today. Finally, number nine talks about regulatory changes. And I think that's again where we see the tail of ESG coming up on the list. We see ESG commented in 2022, but we see the concern around ongoing regulatory changes in number nine when we look at 2031. So really interesting looking at the materials and chemicals top risks this year and 10 years out, because it shows the evolution of risks with five new emerging risks this year and five new emerging risks 10 years out.